Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself." Matthew 22, verses 37 through 39. The first and greatest commandment, love the Lord with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. How do we put that into practice? Why is that so important? It is so important for us to love God unconditionally as He loves us, because God is the first person who teaches us how to love, what it means to be loved. And so if we love Him with all of our heart, we know out of the condition of our heart, everything stems, our emotions, our feelings, our thoughts, everything stems from our heart. So that's why we love first with our heart, because when our heart hurts, it's impossible for us to love anyone. It's impossible for us to have joy, have patience, have peace. So love God with all your heart. That means that you should soften your heart to God's command. That means that you should soften your heart when God asks you to move. Your heart should be soft when you feel like you're facing adversity. And you take that soft heart and you say, "Lord, I've been under attack. I feel downtrodden, Lord. I love you. I love you so much. And I need you right now." So soften your heart to fully love God. But sit with that. Don't move on to loving God with your soul and your mind until you love Him with your heart. I believe life is about building blocks. I believe our faith is about building blocks. So often we try to run from one thing to the other, but sit with loving God in your heart and then with your soul. That is your entire being. That is every fabric of who you are. Truly loving God with your soul. And you do this by answering questions that people ask you with wisdom that God has given you. You do this by ensuring that your body is a living temple for God. So that means you nourish this body. You nourish your body, you nourish your soul. That means you don't engage in activities with your body that are unpleasant, that would impact it, that would hurt it, because our soul is something that we don't often think about, but our soul and our body are tied. If our body is healthy, if our body feels strong, it strengthens our soul. And then our mind. What are you feeding your mind with? How do you love your mind? Showing God that you love Him with your whole mind centers around the Word of God. It centers around those negative thoughts that you have swirling around, filling those thoughts, those places in your mind with God's Word. So loving God with your heart, your soul, and your mind really starts with showing your heart, your soul, your body, and your mind love and compassion. And as you do that, you'll be fully submitted to God. So love God completely, trust Him fully. And the second, love your neighbor as yourself. Many people say you have to love your neighbor. You must love your neighbor. You have to be selfless. It's important to love your neighbor. And I agree with that. That is what the Bible says. But for me, the most important part of that verse is as yourself. How do you love yourself? Do you love yourself? The previous verse we talked about loving God completely by taking care of our body, our mind, and our soul. And you can do all of those things and love God, but not love you. And if you don't love you, you can't love anyone else in the way that they need to be loved. So love yourself. Love yourself whether you feel like you are carrying 20 extra pounds or you want to gain 20 pounds. Love yourself if you feel like your eyebrow is a little crooked. Love yourself even if you look into the mirror and you say, I don't like the version of myself that I see looking back at me. You have to love yourself. Love yourself. Why? Because Christ is in you, so you are enough. You are enough just as you are. Focus on loving yourself. And this self-love, it's deep-seated and it's not easy because we have had people in our lives tell us that we are unworthy, that we are not a good person, that we are not this or we are not that. And so we take on the things that people tell us. When people say your work product wasn't on time, it's not good enough, redo it, we take that to mean we are not enough. But that is not what God wants us to internalize. That's not what God wants us to hear. We are enough. So love yourself. And once you love yourself fully, and once you love yourself completely, then you can love others. This is the recipe. This is the formula that I have used in my life, and I have given others to use in their life to truly get to that full place of peace. Learn to love God unconditionally. Then learn to love yourself unconditionally. And then you can learn to love others unconditionally. And when we love God, when we love ourselves, and when we love others, we get to this place of peace. But don't reverse the order. Don't try to go on this self-love without fully loving and understanding how much God loves you and loving Him with your whole being. Don't love others before you love yourself, because you can't love them as yourself because you don't know what love is. So focus on this process. Love God, love yourself, then love others. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we go on this journey of learning how to love you with every fiber of our being, Lord, give us grace. Remind us this is a process. It might take days, it might take months, it might take years. But as long as we keep striving to love you, we will learn to love ourselves. And once we love ourselves, then we can show up fully and love those around us. Lord, remind us that you are love. And if we have never been loved like we want to be, if we've never been loved in the fashion that we desire, Lord, remind us that we just turn to you. We turn to your word. And your word teaches us how to love you so that we may love ourselves. Keep us today, Lord. Be with us. In your son Jesus' name I pray. Amen.